Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Jim Dodgen, who's an independent market analyst, looking at a couple of situations. How are you today, Jim?
Very well, thank you very much.
Okay, let's have a look at the first contender, which is the German Treasury, I believe, if it'll come on the screen.
The German Bund yield, yes.
Oh, but there's the Treasury yield, rather. Decent base in place here.
Yep, I mean, 6 months ago, everything sort of based out around minus 20 basis points. And since then, we've seen things rally 70 basis points, which from such a low base, as a kind of fixed income kind of guy, that's really quite impressive. You know, compared to 60 basis points when you're up at 300 basis points, you know, it's a decent move. And now we've run into this kind of long-term trend, which has been in place since the highs in the kind of wake of the financial crisis. Unfortunately, I couldn't fit the highs and lows in, into this particular trend. And it was briefly violated about the end of 2011, but that was kind of Christmas, New Year, so I don't really care too much about that. You know, very thin markets, it was only beyond the trend for a week or so. But now, given what's happening elsewhere with treasuries breaking to new two-year highs in yield terms, certainly, it looks as though bunds can break higher as well. I mean, the trend kicks in at 46 basis points. You've got 43 basis points is 50% of the down move in yields from the 2015 high. And 50 basis points was the high a couple of weeks ago. So I think there is potential, once things have kind of settled down, for bund yields certainly to move higher, obviously leaving bund prices lower.
What does this tell us about what's happening on the ground, let's say? I mean, is it the return of normality, the return of some inflation, the return of a lot of inflation, fear factor? What are the factors you think?
It seems to me just a bit more of a return to normality. There does appear to be much more optimism as far as the US is concerned, and government bond yields globally seem to be rising. Obviously, government bond prices going down. So I think there's potential for another 20 or 30 basis points in bund yields in the coming 6 months, taking us up to, you know, 74 basis points, which is where we were sort of 15, 16 months ago.
And do you think, I mean, we've got the, you know, the Eurozone political situation, election every other month. Could that mean that we surprise to the upside?
I think so. I mean, you've got France's election, I can't remember what it is. You've got the German election coming up. There's all sorts of stuff going on. Italy, you know, and then Greece, the kind of perpetual basket case. So, yeah, there's uncertainty. So government bond yields go up.
So basically, this has... It's like a buy from an overstretched level anyway, let's say.
But I would have thought so.
But you could always be pleasantly surprised by how much it goes. So that's we're on that type of emphasis.
Yes, I think so. That
sort of bias.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's look at our second situation, which is the Dow, where we're headed for the stars.
Absolutely. I mean, we've gone up. You know, since the Trump election, we've gained something like 2,500 points in, 4 months. So we're averaging around kind of 500 points a month. But at some point, we're going to top out. Now, I don't regard that as being a, you know, particularly bad thing. You know, rallies aren't going to go on forever. But what we do have is this very useful-looking trend, which dates back to 2010, which has capped every single move. And that's got another, that sits around 21,200. So we've got another about 750 ticks to go, which would possibly at the present rate of...
A couple of weeks.
Well, I would suggest 6 weeks. You know?
All right, okay.
So towards the end of March, beginning of April, you know, then you start running into Easter, that there is a potential then for things to correct. I wouldn't be too bothered about the 2,000 or 20,000 level, even though everyone got very excited about it earlier on in the year. I think more, you know, I would become rather less optimistic if we dipped below this 18,600 mark. But that is, a long way away, and I can't really see us coming back down to there anytime soon, given the way things are going seemingly everywhere.
All right, and I suppose the $64,000 question here is that we've risen quite sharply. Would we fall, once we hit our target, would we fall away just as sharply, or would we just, nobody knows?
No, I think what you'd probably see is that things start to come back, but not particularly aggressively. I think, you know, people are going to start booking profits. You know, the market will have gone up best part of 6,000 points since the beginning of last year, which is quite an impressive return. People start going, okay, well, I've had enough now. You know, let's maybe not be an aggressive seller, but certainly start cutting longs.
So that on that basis, you're saying it was a warranted rally. The new freeing up regulation, good for banks, good for various other people, corporates, tax coming down. So it's not something which is just a one-hit wonder.
What's not to like, really, in that kind of environment? I mean, obviously, I'm a techie, not really hold too much sway with all the economics, but all my economist friends suggest that, you know, there is, you know, a good environment out there now, and, you know, things can go higher. It's not 21,500 or 200 is not going to be a major top, I wouldn't have thought. It'll just be, okay, let's take a bit of a breather here and then keep going on, maybe resume the rally in the summer, you know, into the end of the year.
Well, that sounds very optimistic. Jim Dodgen, independent market analyst, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much.